Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, Angela Perez, head of structured finance at Elecnor, spoke to TXF both about the Spanish infrastructure and engineering company's response to the current crisis and the wider role teamwork across the industry will play in the recovery. On our essentials news offering in the project export space, procuring authority, EWEC, has issued RFPs to prospective bidders, including Alderbrook, Cranmore, Synergy, Tribe, SMBC, Deloitte, Ernst & Young, KPMG, and PwC for two large-scale waste-to-energy projects in the United Arab Emirates. ADB's 2019 operations reached $33.74 billion, and the EIB unveiled a €3.4 billion financing for COVID-19, energy, transport, water, and education. Over in the commodity finance world, China is set to speed up purchase of US farm goods and will implement the Phase 1 trade deal with the US state-owned agricultural trading house, COFCO said. Total calls off plans to buy Occidental Petroleum's Ghana asset. Ferexpo has appointed COO James North as acting CEO. Alaska Corporation is set to sell its LNG projects if it cannot find a backer. And Australian copper developer Hot Chili is hoping to raise $8.9 million through a private share placement and a rights issue to fund work at its Cordera project in Chile. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Vancouver headquartered NextGen Energy has appointed Tony George to the position of Chief Project Officer. Open Trade Finance Contour has announced the completion of a Baosteel and Rio Tinto deal supported by Chinsei, DBS Bank, S-Docs and Standard Chartered. And the European Commission has approved a Danish guarantee scheme to support the trade credit insurance market in the face of the coronavirus. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.